turnt. Turnt. If you get turnt.
No, Weber, get closer to your mic.
We all got to work together to get this asshole out.
The WWE's policy on Chris Benoit, this podcast is subject to change. I'm your host, Keith. And joining me for this verbal potluck in which everyone brings a different subject to the table is no one. You heard that right. We actually recently recorded a really long subject to change, and it was very much a Jekyll and Hyde show. We drafted the Royal Rumble at one energy level, and then everything else just went off the rails. Also, didn't really allow Danielle to draft a Royal Rumble team either. So what we're going to do is break this Royal Rumble draft out into a separate episode. I'm going to come back at the end with Danielle. I'm going to let her draft her team. But without further ado, here's me, Steve, Marissa, and Weber drafting the Royal Rumble. Do you know that the Royal Rumble is but 3 days away?
What?
Holy smokes, that's less than 100 hours.
And you know what? You know what the little tagline is for it? Remember the Rumble. Oh. That is the tagline for the 2017 Royal Rumble because it's at the Alamo Dome.
Okay.
Oh, I was like,
are they phasing
ask.
It out?
Yeah. No, Weber, get closer to your mic.
Did I forget about it?
That changes everything.
But this also marks the 2-year anniversary of Game Time Bro. Our first ever podcast was prior to Royal Rumble 2015, and now
I remember that.
In just a few short days, we are going to watch the Royal Rumble.
How many episodes have there been?
We're at episode 53 of Game Time Show, bro. We had another 20 of third party support and pod couple. We have like 18 of Steve and Kevin, and this will be episode 25 of the, or maybe 24 of Subject to Change. So,
Keith, happy anniversary.
About 100, a little bit more than 100 podcasts. It's all right. But if you've been following us, we like to draft the Royal Rumble and Belt the Third is on the line.
B3LT.
Last year, we had a very long Royal Rumble podcast. This year, it's just my subject. So we're going to get through it a little bit quicker.
Should we put 20 minutes on the clock?
We have four of us.
That sounds extreme.
We're each going to draft 8 wrestlers.
I'd like to go around the table real quick. When's the last time everyone watched wrestling?
Okay.
Just to put this into perspective.
You start, Marissa.
I think I watched WrestleMania earlier this year.
You did. It was with me. Keith was in Italy.
Yeah.
I was.
We were watching
WrestleMania. In Italy.
Yeah.
That was fucking painful.
Okay, so April.
April so for
it's,
you.
It's been a long time.
April.
Same. Yep.
All right. If that's a long time, then do you guys remember when former President Barack Obama ordered Osama bin Laden to be assassinated? I think that might be the night.
John Cena broke the news to us.
No, it was The Rock. It was The Rock that broke the news.
Wasn't that before was Cena. You were engaged?
Probably.
No, you're thinking of the Rumble. I don't know. When did I? Who knows? Anyway, Weber, it's been a very long time for you.
Yeah, we were in Cambridge. It's been a very long
time. I watched wrestling last night.
Okay.
So I think that will inform the way this goes.
So does Weber have first pick?
With prior years. Yeah, I think that makes sense. Weber can do first pick. I'll bring up the rear. Steve, you can do 2. Marissa, you can do 3.
Woo.
Rude.
But I'm going to allow each of you 3 questions Ooh. That you can ask of me. But before we get to those, I want to go through our scoring system. There's a few changes from last year, and then there's one little wrinkle that Steve wanted to add that I think is a really good add. But this is our scoring system. So basically, we're all going to have 8 wrestlers, and you score points from them entering the Royal Rumble, them eliminating people in the Royal Rumble, and then there's some bonus points for when they enter or if they set any sort of like
records or if they're just like the longest lasting or eliminated the most. So entrance points, active wrestler, meaning that they wrestle every week. That's 1 point. If that wrestler is currently injured slash inactive, 2 points. Mm. If they're an NXT superstar, which Weber, that means they're in AAA.
Like Samoa Joe.
Like Samoa Joe.
There you go.
He's looking like a good pick.
3 points. Injured NXT superstar, 4 points. Non-wrestler, retirees, or announcer, etc., 3 points. Non-contracted active wrestler, 4 points. And then celebrity is 5 points.
Keith has provided us with some good literature on these. Yeah. And
we all did the same research.
25 is Shaquille O'Neal.
I'm trying to bury the lead here.
Yeah.
This stood out to me.
Well,
I'm
let's
sorry.
Go through all the points and then you can ask your questions and then we'll draft.
I don't even want to ask about that.
All right, you don't have questions. To. Elimination points. If your wrestler eliminates anyone, it's 1 point. If they're part of a group elimination, we don't do half points. That's also 1 point. If they turn on their teammate, 1 point. If they eliminate their teammate, 2 points.
So does that mean it's 3 points?
In reality, it's 3 points. I just wanted to allow for someone to turn on their teammate and then have the tables turn on them and then for them to get eliminated. Side note, they get eliminated by being thrown over the top rope. Bonus points. If they're the number one spot, the first entrant, you get 3 points. If they're the number 30 spot, you also get 3 points. If they're the number two spot, which is really the same as number one.
Yeah, I never... Go ahead.
But still, I'm giving them 2 points because they don't get the honor of being first.
What a load.
Number one is the first one in, not the last one,
yeah,
right?
First one in. Iron Man, which means who lasts the longest in the Royal Rumble, 4 points.
Is that minutes or is that number of entrants to come in?
It's minutes.
Now, Keith, when you say the 30 spot gets 3 points, if we're assuming that's the final spot.
I was just going to ask, Steve.
Yeah, oh, that wow. is the final spot.
So, like,
when we went to the Rumble, there were
Vince
more people.
If Vince announces on the day of, like, this is a 50-man Rumble, and, like, 50
then we
gets
know
the
it's
points.
Gonna be
yeah,
shitty.
It'll be the last be person entering.
All right.
I feel like if that's the case, then number 30 should also get 2 points just because the way the rules were written.
I like it.
That's fair.
Most eliminations, that's 3 points. It's not the same as Iron Man because if you're getting most eliminations, you're already getting a ton of points. So it's a 3 point bonus. Rumble win, 6 points. So there's a lot of places to score points here. I gave you my drafting order. Like, this list is supposed to basically be who's most likely to win, but also take into account to some degree these bonus points. Mm-hmm. It's impossible to take it into account completely, but I did give you some attributes for all of the wrestlers. Like, so 22 people have been announced, and I marked them on here. If they have a teammate, I marked them on here because you can get bonus points for turning on them. If they're active wrestlers, I marked it on here. Did I mention that anyone... I didn't. So anyone who pulls double duty gets 2 points.
I don't know what that means.
Like appears on the undercard
yes.
as well?
Okay. So I've marked on other match. That means they appear on the undercard. So anyone with another match is at least... is worth 2 points if they enter.
Wasn't Dolph Ziggler in like 3 matches 1 year?
Yeah.
In the Rumble?
Do you get 1 point?
2011, I think, maybe. That was the year where there's 40, so they literally like,
okay.
Everyone did
you're
double
like, hey,
duty.
If you're under contract, get out there.
Then I have it marked if they're injured, if they're NXT, if they're not in contract, if they're not a wrestler currently, if they're a celebrity. And then the final column says, how many points are they worth if they enter? Which I think you guys should pay close attention to. But that's kind of it. So now I want to give each of you the opportunity to ask me 3 questions.
All right.
What if I want to ask as we draft?
You can. Okay. Weber. All right. So Weber, you can ask as many or as few questions as you want right now before you make your first pick.
I plead the fifth.
You plead the fifth. So are you going to make your pick? I don't know what that means.
Do I make my pick now?
It's up to you.
Well, that's one question, so he's down to two.
No. So you can ask your questions whenever you want, but you wait until it's your turn. So it's your turn now. You can make a pick, or you can ask a question. What you can't do is ask me directly who I would pick out of like a few of them. Like it needs to be.
He made us a draft sheet.
I understand.
We've already done that work for you, Weber.
But that's not to say that I would draft particularly in this order, because some of them are more risky than others.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go ahead and start from the top, and I'm gonna read down.
Uh-huh.
Silently. I'm not gonna read to you guys because that's insulting your intelligence. And I'm gonna pick the first name that I don't recognize,
ooh,
and that is Braun Strowman.
Number five. Oh,
what a strong pick.
I thought it might be Goldberg.
I think.
I know Goldberg.
I think he's a strong pick there, Weber. I think he's going to have most eliminations, you know, so that's a good pick.
Okay.
Braun Strowman's off the board.
Keith complimenting Weber. Never thought I'd see today.
It is a snake draft.
Okay. All right.
Don't steal my pick. Do you have any questions for Keith?
No, not yet. I think we've got a lot of good info here.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Steve, lower your mic if you're going to.
I'm going to opt in right here. You know, I think Russia's having a big year. I'm going to take big boy Rusev.
You're taking Rusev at number 13. Steve, that's quite the reach.
You know, you say that, but I think Russia's coming up strong this year.
All right, Steve.
I'm going to tell you all a little story.
We don't have all day, Marissa.
It's a little. I said it was a little story. You know, Keith watches wrestling. We watch main events with him. You know, things. Maybe they're not called main events.
Pay-per-views?
Pay-per-views. That's the one. I don't mind watching them. They're kind of fun. And I've sworn, like, maybe five different times that I'm going to stop watching them if John Cena wins. And he always fucking wins. So I'm picking John Cena.
All right, can I
don't
rank 39.
Can I just, yeah. He's ranked 39th because he's in the WWE title match.
I don't care.
All right, Marissa's taking John
there
Cena.
It is.
Burn shame on.
He's going to face himself at WrestleMania.
Right. Well,
what do you mean? What you
well,
think?
He's so. All right, I won't say anything more. You've selected John Cena.
He's going to win.
You've selected John Cena. If he enters, you get 2 points. I mean, there's a good thing. So I'm taking The Undertaker with my first pick. He's number one on my board.
Yeah,
I think he's most likely to win.
Is he finally going to retire? What's his deal? This can count as one of my questions.
So is this one of your questions?
Yeah, I'm just curious. Right.
Rumors are that he is probably going to face John Cena for the WWE Championship.
In his final match.
At WrestleMania. There are two world titles now because the brands are split again.
Okay.
So there's no guarantee that that match would have a Rumble winner in it. But there's a decent chance that Undertaker is going to win. And that's why I have him ranked number one.
Mm.
He's my first pick. Now I have to pick between Brock Lesnar, Goldberg, Randy Orton, or... fuck it. I'm picking Samoa Joe.
Wow.
NXT superstar.
You're just going down the list picking people you don't recognize, aren't you?
He's
he's 3 points.
He's 3 points if he enters. There's an off chance that he'll do well here. And I want to keep things interesting. If I picked one of the top four, then you guys literally wouldn't have had a shot.
Oh, boy.
So
I'm assuming we're not going to have a shot anyways.
You guys aren't even trying.
I'm trying to pick a
Rusev's
fun team.
Rusev's
going to
make you... surprised.
So,
all right, Marissa, who you got?
I'm surprised to see my favorite wrestler ranked very highly on this.
Yep.
So I'm going to pick Randall Keith Orton.
Okay, yeah. Out of nowhere.
I was shocked you didn't take him first.
I would like to ask one of my questions.
Okay.
Who's his teammate? He seems like kind of a selfish,
currently
non-team player.
In the Wyatt family.
What? No.
Yeah.
Wow.
Does he have long hair?
No, he just wears a hoodie.
Enough room for all them to coexist. That's
wow.
A good turn.
I love my team.
So I would
far.
Say Randy Orton is the most likely to turn on his teammates. So
because he's a dick.
So there's a good opportunity here for some points.
Now, do you get points if you get turned on?
No.
Notice the emphasis there. I didn't
no,
say get
you
turned
have to
on.
Turnt? Turnt. If you get turnt,
I think
you get points.
Once you do. Offensive damage to your teammate. That,
no longer teammates.
I just mean like if I hit you and then you hit me back, that's a double turn on
okay.
each other.
I see.
Aww,
so they
that
both get
seems
points
wrong.
For turning?
Yeah. Yes. If you're involved in the altercation and you get offense in, then there's a point right there.
So, you know what, Marissa? Just to have a reason to root against you, I'm going to pick Bray Wyatt.
Bray Wyatt. Because Steve, he's also with the part worst of the, team still.
The same family.
All right. Where's Bray Wyatt on my list?
Number eight.
Okay. All right. Weber, you have two picks.
All right. How many rounds are we taking this?
We're doing eight rounds, so speed it up, asshole.
Eight rounds. Okay. Well, that, you know, I don't know if I need to reach now or if I need to reach later.
Mm-hmm. I forgot. I'll save the wrinkle till the end.
What?
Yeah. Okay. No, Steve, you know what the wrinkle is.
Then what the hell?
I think it's better this way.
I have short-term memory.
Pick two people.
I'm going to go ahead and pick Brock Lesnar.
Okay, strong pick.
At number two. And I will also pick Dean Ambrose.
Ooh. Dean Ambrose at nine, okay.
I have a question for you, Keith.
Yes, Marissa.
So many questions.
Is Dean Ambrose attractive?
No.
That's my second question.
No.
Okay. I don't know what
they
he looks.
Have that name.
I don't know what he looks like. It sounds like an attractive name.
That's an attractive
you might find him attractive.
Okay.
His hair's kind of like Steve's.
Guys, I've waited long enough. I don't want to risk him falling. Every year I pick Kurt Angle, and this is the year he might actually be in it.
Is he on? Wow, he's on the first page.
He's at 22. 22, partly because I think he's worth 3 points if he enters.
But he's not going to.
Well, this is the closest.
But if he does, I couldn't live with myself.
This is the closest, you know, I would have drafted him.
All right.
Not next round, but I would have.
So my first pick was for hate. My second pick was for love. My third pick is for style. And that is Chris Jericho.
Does
he have a nice
Chris
jacket.
Chris Jericho. Every year, Marissa, you take
I love
Chris
his
Jericho.
Jacket.
So does that bring it back to me for two picks?
Yeah. Goldberg at number three
now
still
I'm
available.
Taking Goldberg. That's an easy one.
Okay.
Now I'm going to try to either get the person that I think will have the most eliminations or who's going to last the longest.
That's also Rusev.
I think that Braun Strowman's going to have most eliminations, but my fourth pick is for the guy who I think is going to be Iron Man, Sami Zayn.
Wow. They're pushing him? Who is he? That's my second question. Who's Sami Zayn?
He used to go by El Generico. He was a masked wrestler. He's a half...
Okay.
Half French-Canadian, half... I think
Hispanic
Iranian.
Of some sort. Oh, wow. Okay.
But he's
not allowed
he's a
in this
ginger
country then. Oh, if he's ginger, he is.
So Sami Zayn.
What an odd mix. A French Canadian Iranian ginger.
Yes.
That's why he wears a mask.
Well, he doesn't anymore.
Big mistake.
He looks a lot like Stevie.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's bad.
Ooh. Okay.
So yeah, Sami Zayn. Right. We're going back to you, Marissa.
This is where things start to get difficult.
What are you talking about? I see gems littered.
Yeah, you
all
have
over this
questions
page.
To ask, Marissa.
I only have one question left. I asked.
I also only have one question.
Shaq is still available, if that's your question.
You can ask like why someone's ranked where they are, why they're not higher, why I don't know. You'd be best. I think right now you don't want to waste this pick because.
Come on, take the Miz. He's next available and you
love
him.
I love him so much. It seems so boring, though, because he's next available.
Well, you're
going to
want...
so awesome.
You might
want
to try
is
to
still awesome?
Nail some of these bonuses at this point. Because most wrestlers don't even eliminate anyone.
Well, the bonuses are all gone, basically.
Not really. I mean, there are some people who could eliminate the most. There's... certainly people who are more likely to be like the 30 spot. There are people who are more likely to be the one or two. You know, there's people that could be Iron Man left.
I guess I'm going to pick. Oh my gosh. There's so many fun people.
Don't take my guy. Don't take my guy.
Who's your guy?
Just go.
Come on.
I'm okay.
So
I have a question.
Oh
yes.
My God.
This is my final question.
Oh
okay.
Marissa's... who is Big Cass?
Big Cass, he's part of Enzo and Cass. They're fun-loving, stereotypical New Yorkers who are basically the New Age Outlaws, but funnier and better wrestlers. He's also claims to be 7 foot tall, but he's really 6'9". He's been in a few title matches, but he's mostly a tag team specialist. I see big things for him in the future. There's no way he'll win, but he could eliminate quite a few.
Big cast. All right, I'm going to go, you know, I'm just going to stick with people I know because that's way more fun for me.
Okay.
And I pick Sheamus like a lot.
Ooh, Sheamus.
Oh, wow.
I see that he's in another match, which is kind of risky, but he's great.
I can't believe he fell to me. Guys, Big Show, you can't get him out of the ring. Big Show is my
Big
number four
Show
pick.
To
I've
Steve.
Never seen anyone get so routinely tagged up on than Big Show.
All right, Weber.
Like silly. Big Show enters the ring and the rumble stops and everyone plays. We all got to work together to get this asshole out.
Yep, almost instantaneously.
That's great.
All right. My question for you, Keith.
Yes.
Is who is Kenny Omega and why should I not pick him?
Two questions,
and you already asked one.
Kenny Omega is a free agent, probably the hottest free agent in wrestling right now. He just finished up with New Japan Pro Wrestling. I would say he's probably top five as far as who the internet wrestling community thinks is like the best wrestler in the world. There are rumblings that he could possibly come to the WWE. There's really no better place to debut than the Royal Rumble.
Oh, shit.
But I would still put his chances of being in the Royal Rumble at like 7%. But
oddly specific.
But if he's there, you get a nice little bonus. And he'll probably eliminate a few people. So I do think he's a bit of a reach here. I have him at 31, but, you know, if he's there, he would really help your team. He all just right. probably won't be.
I'll take Kenny.
Kenny Omega to Weber.
Omega.
Damn.
All right, Weber, you got another guy?
All right. And you said he was Japanese, just clarifying. That's not a question.
Kenny Omega wrestled for a Japanese company, but I believe he's Canadian.
All right, well, if he's not Japanese, then I need Shinsuke Nakamura.
Oh, Shinsuke Nakamura. He was my next pick. I love me some Shinsuke. If Samoa Joe isn't there, then Shinsuke will be. He's current NXT champion and probably my favorite wrestler right now.
All right. My team is all white, and that's not going to fly. And Shaquille O'Neal's worth 5 points.
He is worth 5 points.
And I think... I don't think I need to justify this any further.
You don't.
Shaquille O'Neal is my number five pick.
At five, that's a reach.
Can I add some flavor here?
Sure.
He's 25th on my list, which is higher than John Cena, who went first to Marissa.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because...
And Big Show, who I just took.
So he was part of the Andre the Giant Battle Royal.
I recall
last
this.
WrestleMania.
Yeah.
He and the Big Show have been going back and forth on social media.
Yeah.
So he's probably going to wrestle the Big Show at WrestleMania. Fucking Weber, come on. Blowing his nose on this podcast.
They're blowing his nose, but you know what?
I left the rope.
We have three more picks.
No,
are
you
they
didn't.
Fighting on Twitter?
Do they count as teammates if they turn on each other?
No, but right. I don't think he'll be there, but he's a celebrity, and I think if he is there, he'll score 6 to 7 points because he's going to eliminate someone.
He's going to start dunking people out of the ring.
So a reach maybe, but a strong pick nonetheless.
That I already have this sealed up with Rusev, so I don't.
Rusev. Marissa, I think
it's Bulgarian now instead of Russian?
Yeah, he's
I'm
Bulgarian.
Picking The Miz because he's awesome.
I forgot about that
okay.
when I picked him.
Marissa takes The Miz, number 11.
He's awesome.
All right, Keith, what are you going to take? Big Cass, Big E? Because I already have Big Show.
I'm going to take Cesaro because he's doing double duty.
Okay.
So that's a nice 2-point bump, and he'll probably eliminate someone. He might turn on Sheamus, which would be nice. So Cesaro at 5 for me. And my 6th pick is. I know I made this list, and I should be more familiar with it.
Is it Jinder Mahal?
I am going to take. This is tough. I'm going to take Seth Rollins.
Wow.
I have him at 20 because he lost his spot in the Rumble, so I don't even think he'll be in it. But if he is in it, he could win it.
I'm building a team of all-stars, so I'm selecting The Rock.
God damn it.
The Rock to Marissa.
What a steal, Marissa.
Guys, my team's awesome.
All right, I have another question. Have I asked all three yet?
I don't know. You can use some of Weber's.
Fuck, he's right. Is Linda McMahon a member of the Trump cabinet officially yet?
Wasn't she just...
No, not yet.
Okay.
Why is she still in the running?
She was nominated for something because of the massive amount of money that she gave to his campaign.
And he is in the WWE Hall of Fame. The president.
He is
in the Hall of Fame. So he has connections.
Not the president-elect.
He is the president. There is no president-elect.
Yet.
What I'm getting at here is nepotism runs rampant in the WWE.
True.
And the government, maybe, at this point.
Okay.
Triple H is my pick.
Triple H is your pick. Yeah. Okay.
I think Trump might call it in like, hey.
Hunter
Hearst Helmsley's going to win this.
All right.
I wanted to pick The Rock here, Marissa, but...
Weber, here are your sixth and seventh pick.
Yep.
Sorry, I'm still getting the last two down. It was Triple H and Hunter.
Those are the same people, and there was only one. You're all right. Just go. We'll let you know if you pick someone who's already been selected.
All right.
These are your last two picks.
No, they're not.
So, side story. Very short.
Oh.
People in the media keep referring to a Baron Von Trump. And for the longest time, I thought they were being jerks and that they were making slight against his wealthy upbringing. But it turns out that's actually his name.
Speak into your mic,
so
bro.
I need to take Baron Corbin.
Baron Corbin. I would say he's second most likely to have the most eliminations.
Wow.
Weber, your team is shockingly strong for how little you know.
Doesn't have Rusev.
Just
but wait
until I get to the end. And then Big Cass reminds me of Mama Cass, and she sickens me. So I'm going to go ahead and
just
pick.
Had to get that out of the way.
Yeah, obviously.
Just had to explain why you weren't picking one of the 80 remaining people.
It's the
on
top
the
available.
All right.
Cut the man some
I'm
slack.
I'm going to take Luke Harper because I like Harper Lee.
Oh, she's dead.
He's definitely going to turn on his teammates, so that's a strong pick. He's also in the Wyatt family.
Because he's a dick.
I can't risk not getting this guy. This is a San Antonio Royal Rumble, Keith.
It is.
I need a second basketball player. I need Tim Duncan on my team.
Tim Duncan goes to fucking...
Steve's team just took a turn for the worst.
What are you talking about? He's very tall.
Tim Duncan. True. Okay. You can have 30 points if Tim Duncan shows up. Quote me on that. Marissa.
I'm going to pick... I'm yawning. Roman Reigns, because the last time I watched wrestling, he was a thing.
Right out in front of Keith's final two picks.
Fuck.
Is he the champ? What's going on? This is like my fifth question.
He's in the championship match with Kevin Owens. That really hurt. That really hurt.
My team is full of all-stars.
Keith, the 12th overall pick on the board, Big Cass, is still available.
Yeah, I'm taking Big Cass, and for my last pick... I will take, okay, let's plan for the future. Fuck. God damn it, Marissa.
You're welcome.
Roman Reigns was
my
pick here.
I'm going to win, guys.
With The Rock, man.
I'm going to win.
Roman Reigns was my pick here.
I'm going to win.
Fuck.
Wait till you see my next pick.
I'm going to take.
Take Rhino, Keith.
I am going to take Jason Jordan as my last pick.
Jason
Michael Jordan.
Jordan,
more basketball players.
I've stopped writing down what other people are picking because there's no way.
Okay. Yeah.
Then I'm going to
interfere. You know, rumor has it Undertaker will be in here. Who else is going to get the Undertaker besides Kane?
No, that was seriously my next pick.
I don't even know if Kane's gonna be in it. But
yeah, but
he's a company man. He'll be there.
He likely will be.
They're gonna let him go down as like the number one participant.
All right, Kane off the board. Steve, who you got?
Fuck.
Sorry.
God damn it, Marissa! Twice, right under.
Dolph's still available.
Yeah, but you know.
Kofi, you can count on him to do something cool.
Is Kofi still part of New Day?
Yes.
Oh, they're great.
New Day sucks. Wow,
New
Marissa.
Day sucks.
New Day sucks. You got to get the cadence
right. Sorry. Come on. Give me credit for at least.
It was good. Was well, okay. I mean, the crowd never gets the cadence right either. So
that's fair.
Yeah.
Ooh, are Truth still available?
Yeah.
Fandango is still available. Let's there are so many people.
Can we pause now for in memoriam?
No. Sure.
So which wrestlers died this year? China, Jimmy Snuka.
Well, it's now it's
China's
2017.
Dead.
I mean, since the last
Rumble. China, Jimmy Snuka, the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes.
Oh yeah, Cody Rhodes is dead.
I think he died. Maybe he didn't. Maybe
Gold
that
Dust
was 2015.
Died?
No, Gold Dust is dead. I don't know, Steve. A lot of people.
Did you not know Gold Dust and Cody Rhodes Stardust were brothers?
I thought Gold Dust was Cody Rhodes' dad.
No.
Half brothers. I don't know, Steve.
Oh, boy, this is tough.
Goldust is available.
Is just
here, you want me to get up a list while you stall?
Sure.
Yeah.
God, maybe I reached too
Why
deep early
Why are you stalling?
Just,
Why do
I
you need
like
to know
maybe,
who died?
Maybe Tim Duncan was available now and I could have had Kane, but...
Yeah, you did reach.
We all make mistakes.
Let's see. Here's a 10, top 10. Iron Mike Sharp died this year.
Wait, there's a top 10 of dead wrestlers from the last year.
Yeah. Gypsy Joe. God, these are two that people that no one really size. Knows that well. The Mongolian Stomper. Come on, phone. Go faster. Chris Travis. This guy was very young. Looks like a drug addict. Axel Rotten of ECW fame died this year. Balls Mahoney also died.
Oh, man.
So
Balls Mahoney?
They were a tag team in ECW.
Balls. Yeah,
Steve,
remember.
Your pick is boring me.
I'm sorry. I'll take...
Hayabusa died.
I'll make my pick, Marissa.
Blackjack Mulligan.
I don't know any of these people at this point.
You can't pick them
either, 'cause they're
dead.
Mr. Fuji, R.I.P. Mr. Fuji, R.I.P. And then
who
China.
Died might remind me of...
Pick a Rhodes brother.
Is Beth Phoenix still alive?
Yeah, but she doesn't wrestle and she has Edge's kids.
Is Awesome Kong
what?
Still alive?
Yeah, Beth Phoenix and Edge are married with children.
So disappointing.
Would you want Lita to work out with Matt Hardy?
No.
All right, Steve, make a pick.
Pick Edge.
No, his neck is dead.
He'll never wrestle again.
Christian?
No, and Daniel Bryan won't either. Those Where are the, have all the studs gone?
CM Punk.
Wait.
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 Yes.
Vin Diesel turns 50 this year.
He does.
And Triple X.
He's in a movie with The Rock.
He's also promoting Triple X.
No, he would be promoting Fast 8, The Fate of the Furious.
Isn't Triple X out right now?
Are you
now?
Taking Vin Diesel?
Oh, it would be so fun. He could turn on The Rock in the Rumble.
I don't know if that counts as a
Fast
turn.
Furious.
Are they teammates for the purposes of
sure,
this?
Sure, they're teammates, but I don't think The Rock's going to be at the Royal Rumble.
Oh, shit, that's right.
You're all wrong.
Is John
I'm
Cena's
bored.
Dad still involved in the proceedings?
No. All right, Steve, pick someone.
Tai and Kai.
Kai and Tai?
Was it Tai and Kai or Kai and Tai?
Kai and Tai.
Which one's which? They're a tag team, right?
They're a tag team. So I'll let you have Taka Michinoku and Funaki.
And Funaki?
Yeah, you can have both.
After all Thank of you. That, you chose someone who I've never heard of?
Well, Funaki's an announcer, so I'll put his chances of being in the Royal Rumble at like...
He also gets bonus points.
Like a hundredth of a point. A percentage point.
All right, sorry for killing this
Weber,
segment.
Last pick for this draft. The 32nd wrestler selected.
I'm going to try to keep this short, but I do have a story.
Perfect.
I want to tell you a little bit about one of the worst days of my life.
Is it today?
I'm in San Antonio. I'm at the Alamo. It's 110 degrees.
Yeah.
D's clutch has just died. We're trying to find a rental car, and we're
Speak
trying to get me
mic,
to the
Weber.
Airport
Speaking
where
of
I
Alamo.
Am very close to missing a flight that I will eventually miss. Mm. I buy 4 waters for 10 times the advertised price from an armless Mexican.
Holy smokes.
This is a rough day.
Are you selecting that armless Mexican?
No. Worse.
Incredible?
I am picking a man who has had a worse day at the Alamo. Ozzy Osbourne, who has a lifetime ban for urinating on the Alamo.
That is a perfect pick.
Yeah, because he literally legally can't be there. So, wow. There's
that. I'm a win.
Okay,
Marissa. Y'all are counting out.
So what I want to do now is, before we change the subject, let's all run down our teams. And then here's the wrinkle. One of these wrestlers you get to select as your keeper for next year.
Oh, that's right.
So you get one, you get them for 2 years, you get them in the same spot you selected them this year.
Redraft.
No, Marissa, if anything, you should be fucking ecstatic.
Because I'm going to select John Cena.
You're going to select John Cena? All
yes,
right.
I am.
Okay, you can have John Cena letting Roman Reigns fall into the pool next year.
It's oh, okay. Boy. I'll read my team because right, I let's already read your declared team. My keeper. John Cena, Randall Keith Orton, The Walls of Jericho.
Okay, yeah, that's his name.
The Irish...
Sheamus.
Man, Sheamus.
The Celtic Warrior.
The Celtic Warrior. The most awesome wrestler, The Miz. The electrifying Rock person.
You're going to lock in Cena at one rather than Reigns at like
Roman Reigns.
Seven or whatever this is.
I think I just get to keep him.
No, Keith said in the same spot.
The same spot.
Oh, well, yeah, I am. And Kane.
Kane. Marissa, that's a strong team.
It's a very good team.
It's
a strong
team. I know.
I'm jealous of where
you got
to
draft. I'm
going to
be on a plane when this is happening, and I'm going to like land in Munich, and I'm going to have a text, and it's going to be like, screw you, Marissa, you won.
Well,
not for me.
You'll earn belt the third if that happens. Steve.
Well, the more I look at my team, the more I wonder what was going on.
Yeah, I tried to stop you.
From bottom to top, Funaki, that's not a keeper. Tim Duncan, you know, where is the Rumble next year? Like Chicago is?
We don't know yet.
Right. Tim Duncan's not going to travel for the Rumble. Triple H, strong pick. I don't know if Trump will be president still a year from now. I also don't know how much bearing that has on the owner of the company or the CFO or whatever he is participating. Shaq at number five just feels like a one-time thing. And, you know, Kurt Angle, if it's not this year, it's not happening. I gotta lock in Big Show at four. I think that's steady.
Big Show at four?
Steady Eddie, you know. I think he's going to win this year and for several years to come.
All right, so who...
He's New England Patriots of the Royal
You've
Rumble.
Locked in Big Show. Who rounds out your team?
I think I mentioned them all except Bray Wyatt at two.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been saying Rusev at one all podcast.
Yeah. Your team sucks, Steve.
Listen, it's a dynasty team, and Big Show at four is a stepping stone.
It's a good pick. Weber.
All right, my recap is I have Braun Strowman at number one.
Very strong pick. I wanted him very badly. I wanted to lock him in as my keeper.
I'm not going to lie. I looked through the list, looked at how I thought you might set up this list, and picked the player I thought that you were hiding as a gem.
I wasn't. Wow. No, my main goal was to make this the safest list I could for our main goal of scoring the most points. I think The Undertaker is going to win. I really do. The second most likely person to win,
Rusev.
Brock Lesnar. The third most likely to win, Goldberg. The fourth most likely to win, Randy Orton. Braun Strowman has almost no chance of winning.
So, okay, let me now ask my question then, since it doesn't count anymore. The Undertaker, why do you think he's going to win? Does he not have a guaranteed match already at WrestleMania?
He does, but the winner of the Royal Rumble gets to face the champion of his choosing in the main event. I think he's going to win and challenge John Cena. It might not happen, but Braun Strowman's not main eventing WrestleMania. He's just not.
Not yet.
Anyway, Braun Strowman at number one.
Brock Lesnar at number two.
A strong pick.
Dean Ambrose at number three.
Okay.
Kenny Omega at four.
Okay.
Shinsuke Nakamura.
Shinsuke.
Baron Corbin.
Yep.
Luke Harper at number seven. And Ozzy Osbourne. My sleeper pick.
Lock team, him in.
At number eight.
Your team was so strong until you got to number eight.
Listen, if it's as strong as you say it is, I won't need my number eight. But if Ozzy Osbourne shows up, that's going to what it takes. That's going to be the catapult.
Speak into your mic to and get who's your keeper?
Belt Jr. at my house.
Belt the third.
Junior.
Who is your keeper?
My keeper, since it matters little to me, it's Braun Strowman at number one.
Son of a bitch. All right, so running down my
team. This is risky because Braun Strowman could have a career-ending injury tomorrow.
That goes, I think, for anyone on our list.
Yeah, but
especially those on our list
when you lock in your fourth pick. Yeah.
And
who are 7 feet tall or more.
All right, let's get out of this topic.
A lot of them are going to die.
My number one, Undertaker. Number two, Samoa Joe. Number three, Goldberg. Number four, Sami Zayn. Number
five.
I think
you said Goldust, not Goldberg.
I said Goldberg.
Yeah, check the tape.
Number four, Sami Zayn. Number five, Cesaro. Number six, my keeper, Seth Rollins. Number seven, Big Cass.
I think you said Jimmy Rollins.
And number eight, Jason Jordan. I'm not feeling very comfortable with my team. I'm very upset that...
You want to trade with me?
That, Steve, you didn't try, and then everyone else got stronger teams because of it. So in a few days, we'll know who wins. I wish you guys luck. Hopefully some of us watch this together. But I think it's time to change the subject. Okay, that was a lie. We're not switching the subject. We're back. Danielle, it's time to select your Royal Rumble team.
Woohoo.
You ready?
Yes.
Have you been doing research?
A little bit. You had me watch some video this morning, and so they gave me a good pick for my number one.
Okay. Without further ado, who's going number one for you?
Finn Balor. So I was watching this video with some guys. I don't know their names, but they were projecting Finn to win the entire thing, and nobody's picked him yet.
Yeah, I mean, that was a huge oversight on my part. He's currently injured, so I kind of forgot about him. I think when I pulled the list together, I only looked at the people who weren't injured.
Yeah.
So Finn Balor will actually get you 2 points if he even enters.
I know. I figure since everybody's picked, you know, I might as well just go big.
Okay. All right. Second pick.
Well, for the rest, I actually did do some more conservative because I picked people who are announced, so they should get points for entering.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's your only choice at this point.
So according to your draft list, the next one up is Big E, so I'm taking Big E.
Big E of the New Day.
Yep. And there's also a chance, like you said, that he could turn on his opponents.
Yep.
Which would get me points as well.
It would.
So it's a double whammy there. He probably won't win, but I could get some
points.
All
right, number three.
All right. Dolph Ziggler.
Dolph Ziggler.
Yes. Now he could get some good elimination points.
Yeah, I think his best shot at getting you points is being the Iron Man, the guy that lasts the longest.
Yeah.
That'll get you 4 points. All right, fourth pick.
Let's see.
You need to talk into your mic.
My little papers here. Kofi Kingston, another member of the New Day.
All right, do you want to just make it a party? You want to select the entire New Day? Are you going to do that?
Xavier Woods is next up.
Yeah, okay. I've lost track.
The entire New Day.
Yeah, so if anyone turns on anyone else, I think they all get points for...
So I'm really hoping they turn on each other.
That could be your ace in your sleeve.
Yes.
All right, how many picks is that?
That is 5.
All right, number 6.
Mojo Rawley. I don't know who he is, but he's the last one on your list that's announced.
Hype, bro. He's in a tag team with Zack Ryder. Zack Ryder's injured, though, so he won't be turning on anyone, but you're right. He's in, so he could score you points.
So that leaves me with 2 more.
Yep.
And one of them I was contemplating picking is AJ Styles. Now, he is in a match with John Cena tonight, so I don't know how likely it is that he'll go into the Rumble. But if he did, he probably...
Well,
it would be a good storyline if he were to win the Rumble.
Well, he's the WWE champion right now.
Okay.
So it'd be kind of a lot
going on there.
Like if he lost it and just to win the Royal Rumble as a challenger, it wouldn't make a lot of sense.
Okay.
But I will say that you get to keep one of your wrestlers at the position you draft them for next year.
Oh, so I could pick him as a kind of keeper for next year.
Don't pick him.
Okay. So, I need some advice for my last two, and I hope I'm
all right,
allowed
well,
to ask.
Everyone else
advice.
Got 3 questions, so you can have 3 questions.
Who should I pick? Just kidding.
No, you're not allowed to ask that question.
Who has the greatest chance of returning?
Finn Balor.
Okay. And I've already picked him.
You've already picked him. Anyone else that might return? I don't know. In all honesty, I don't know of the people that are left.
Now, why is Kevin Owens not announced?
Because he's also in a title match. Okay. He has the Universal title.
All right.
Same. He's a little more likely to be in it only because Chris Jericho's in it.
Yeah.
But don't select him.
Who's the most likely one from NXT to get to come into the Rumble?
Samoa Joe and Shinsuke Nakamura, and they've both been selected.
Okay, so there's my three. So it looks like I just have to take a shot in the dark at my next two.
Yep.
Nora's got some opinions on it, but I'm choosing to ignore her right now. You know what? I'm going to go Heath Slater.
Heath Slater? Okay, he's on a team with Rhino.
Okay, and maybe I'll choose Rhino.
All right, I think that's eight. Yep. So let's run down your team.
All right, I've got Finn Balor, Big E, Dolph Ziggler, Kofi Kingston, Xavier Woods, Mojo Rawley, Rhino, and Heath Slater.
All right, it's not the best team in the world.
No,
but
I had to do with what I could.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you get all those teams turning on each other, you could get some multipliers there.
I think I'm putting a lot of stock into teams turning on each other since I've got two teams on my team.
All right, well, your team's still better than Steve's.
Okay.
But I think we're just gonna end it here.
All right.
Gonna go watch the Rumble.
Sounds good.